to whet your spiritual appetite and encourage you to read a chapter in your Bible every day. This is Chapter by Chapter with Pastor Sandy Adams of Calvary Chapel, Stone Mountain.
It was common for traveling ministers to carry with them letters of recommendation. Paul's enemies tried to discredit his ministry by emphasizing that he did not possess the proper papers. That the Corinthians were influenced by such logic ripped at Paul's heart. The Corinthians were his credentials. They had received the gospel through his preaching. How could they snub the ministry through which they were saved for no other reason than a lack of paperwork? In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul tells the Corinthians that they are not only disciples, but documents of Christ. In the Old Covenant, God wrote His law on stone tablets. The law was the essence of God's intentions for man. But when you write something down, you run the risk of losing it, or misinterpreting it, or misunderstanding it. And that's what happened to the written law. The law never changed, but over time, man's interpretation of the law no longer resembled its original intention. When God established a new covenant, He took no chances. This time, He wrote His desires not on stone tablets, but in the heart of man. Rather than giving man directions he might botch, God planted a homing device in his heart. Where the letter of the law left us alienated from God, now the Spirit brings us home. Through the Holy Spirit, we can gaze at the glory of God and be transformed into the image of Christ by the power of that look.
This is Chapter by Chapter, and each day at this time, Pastor Sandy Adams will summarize for you a chapter in God's Word. For a complete tape study of today's chapter, you can call us at 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BYCHAP. If you would like to listen again to today's chapter, visit our website at CalvaryChapelStoneMountain.com. Thanks for listening.